Hi everybody, good evening. Thank you so much for coming. This evening we are going to try to learn a little bit about Shemitah. We are approaching Parshas Bahar. We'll try to learn a little bit about Shemitah in light of the fact that it is a Shemitah year. We have not given it any attention really this year and this year. And Parshas Bahar is really the main source for Shemitah, at least one of the primary sources for Shemitah in the Torah. And last night we counted the 32nd night of the Omer, so we cannot ignore the day known as Lag BaOmer. But first we'll try to learn a little bit of Lamdas in Shemitah, some lessons from Shemitah, and connect it to the day known as Lag BaOmer, because there is, if I'm not mistaken, a common theme there. So here we go. Parshas Bahar, 25th parak of Sefer Vayikra. Vayidaber Shem Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor. Te'abel b'nei Yisur Merdalehem, ki tevo al ha'aretz, sh'ani yonusim lachem b'shav ta'aretz, Shabbat la'Hashem. Right? So Moshe tell the children of Israel, and when they enter Eretz Yisrael, they shall what? The land shall stop. Right? What's Rav Kook Sefer at Shemitah called? Shabbat Ha'aretz. Right? That's right. Even though I usually pronounce my Hebrew as like Ashkenazis with a suf, when I get up to this Pasuk, V'shavta Ha'aretz, Shabbat, Shabbat La'Hashem, right? Shabbat Ha'aretz, right? So, you know, Shemitah. And the Rambam counts this mitzvah. Would you say it's a los aseh or a mitzvah's aseh? Meaning, I would have guessed there should be a los aseh, do not work the land during Shemitah. And the same, do not work on Shabbos, right? But the Rambam counts, again, I don't know how many of the Monday mitzvahs count the los aseh as well, but at least in the Rambam, at least what I'm seeing, that there is one mitzvah counted, and that is a positive commandment, namely, he shetzivanu lishbot me'avodat ha'aretz b'shana shviis. So the concept being that there's a positive commandment, namely to stop, to refrain, to actively refrain from working the land. A little bit of an ironic positive commandment. The positive mitzvah is to not work the land. Good, because you're refraining, you're stopping. It's a positive mitzvah. Fascinating. Okay, and the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs concludes by writing, Ve'ein chovasa min ha-Torah ela be'eretz Yisrael. So certainly the mitzvah of Shemitah does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. What does the Rambam not mention? When? The Rambam could have said that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael when we have a Beis Hamikdash. Or what other qualifications could the Rambam have given? It only applies in Eretz Yisrael when what? When we have what? Oh, so there it is. When you have all the Jews dwelling. Has anyone ever heard about this concept that in order for Shemitah to be Daraisa, you need a certain percentage of Klal Yisrael to live in Eretz Yisrael? Oh, so there is some concept out there that the percentage of Klal Yisrael that lives in Eretz Yisrael will affect Hilchos Shemitah, right? So the Rambam doesn't write whether it's mi Daraisa always. He just writes it's only Daraisa in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara Maseches Gidin, Lamed Vav and Aleph, going to Lamed Vav and Beis, quotes the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, V'zeh Davar HaShmita Shamot. B'shtei Shmitos HaKasa B'daber. There's a double language. What are the two Shmitas? Acha Shmitas Karka, right? You can't work the land. What's the other Shmita? Acha Shmitas Ksafim, right? If a Jew lends another Jew a loan, so, and he wants to collect the debt is canceled in the Shmita year. I cannot collect the debt without a principal in the Shemitah year. So the two go hand in hand. Says the Gemara, Bizman sha'ata shamed karka, when Shemitah's karka is in effect, when we keep Shemitah on the land, ata mishamed ksafim. That is when we also observe the laws of Shemitah regarding loans. However, Bizman she'i'ata mishamed karka, i'ata mishamed ksafim. But in the time when we do not observe the laws of Shemitah regarding the agriculture, we also do not observe the land, the Shemitah rather, regarding Ksafim. So when would that be? When would be that time when we don't observe the laws of Shemitah? The Gemara says black on white, there is a time frame where we don't observe Shemitah. Says Rashi, Kagon Achshav, nowadays, in Rashi's time, Shebatla Kedushas Ha'aretz. Eretz Yisrael had sanctity. And when did it lose its sanctity? It lost the Beis Hamikdash. So says Rashi, listen, Shemitah nowadays is seemingly not a biblical requirement. Why? Because the land doesn't have its holiness anymore. So does that make sense to say that whether or not Shemitah is a Doraisa nowadays or not is based on the shaila of whether Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is in effect Doraisa or not? That a logical equation? Right? If Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha on a Doraisa level, so then there's Shemitah on a Doraisa level. If Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha on a Dorabana level, then Shemitah is only on a Dorabana level. Anyone have issue with that equation? Sounds like a logical equation. Could you have Shemitah on a Doraisa level, even though Eretz Yisrael is only on a Dorabana level, or vice versa? Right? Seemingly a very logical Rashi. Right? And what do you think the Rambam says, by the way? So we're going to learn now a famous Rambam. We're going to learn three Rambams. And we're going to see how the Gedolei Achronim both went different ways in the Rambam. We're going to have Reb Chaim's approach in the Rambam. Then we're going to have the Evin HaEzer, Reb Isser Zalman Meltzer, his view in the Rambam. They're going to be very different. It's going to have tremendous ramifications for nowadays. And then we'll try to learn some life lessons from Shemitah, all right? So according to the Rambam, does Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha nowadays? Says the Rambam, Kol Shechziku Ole Mitzrayim, when the Jews left Egypt, V'nikdash, V'niskadesh Kedusha Rishona, and they went into Eretz Yisrael, so they sanctified the land, right? The original Jews who entered Israel with Yehoshua. So they sanctified the land, Kevan Shegalu, but once they got kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, with the destruction of the first base of Medush, they were exiled into Bavel. So the land lost its Kedusha as well. Why? Shekedusha Rishona, Lefish Haisa Mipnei HaKibush Bilvad, Kacha L'Shaisa V'Loki Shalasid Lavo. The whole sanctity of Israel originally was based on military victory. So once a military victory is lost, the land also gets lost. Why is Israel holy? Because we conquered it. What happens if you get conquered? So the land loses its holiness. However, Kevan She'alu B'nei HaGola, says the Rambam, this is in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, when Ezra went up for the second base of Migdash, Ve'chziku B'miksas Ha'aretz, and they took hold of a portion of land, Katshua Kedusha Shnia. They sanctified it with the second wave of Kedusha, and that one, Ha'omed La'olam, Le'shaisa U'la'asid Lava. So for whatever reason, Ezra's Kedusha was not short-term, it was long-term. U'la'asid Lava. So if we were to stop here, would the Rambam say that Shemitah nowadays is a Doraisa or Dorabanan? He would seemingly say that it is a Doraisa. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Rashi, who said, Shabbat L'Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam would say, no. The land never lost its Kedusha. Once Ezra went back, the land had long-term Kedusha. But that's not the only Rambam in the book. In the very same Perek of Hilchos Truma Halacha Chavav, the Rambam says, guess what? Truma b'zman hazeh? Not Doraisa. How could the Rambam say it's not Doraisa? Didn't the Rambam just say that the land of Israel didn't lose its Kedusha? As a problem. Robert, how are you feeling? You all right? You should not be feeling okay. Because this Rambam doesn't make any sense. Very good, very good. But your shoulder, you're not at 100% yet or no? Yeah, of course. I was about to set up. Of course. Yeah, but how's your shoulder? You better yet or no? It's getting there. Improvement every week. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. All right. So now, Truma B'zman HaZeh says the Rambam, even where the people who went up with Ezra conquered, Afilu b'mei Ezra, ainu min haTorah, ela midivreihen. You know why? There's another qualification, says the Rambam. Ubizman, because where does Truma apply? Only in Eretz Yisrael. Ubizman shekol Yisrael sham. Okay, so Eretz Yisrael may have retained its Kedusha, but you know what? That's not the only ingredient you need to have Truma Midoraisa nowadays. So if you were to have some flour or barley, whatever, and you need to give a percentage of that to the Kohen for Truma, is that a Chiv Midoraisa? Says the Rambam, no. You know why? Because you need all of the Jews to live there. The Torah says, Ki Tavau, namely, Biat Kulchem. And when did we have Biat Kulchem? All of the Jews in Israel? with the first base of Mikdash, when all the Jews left Mitzrayim and got to Israel. And he says, and eventually with Bayis Shlishi, but not during Bayis Sheni. Why not? When Ezra went up, what percentage did the Jews went up to Israel with him?
44,000.
Yeah, it was not. It was only B.S. Mikzasan. And therefore, even though the Rambam earlier in that very same parak said that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was long term with Ezra, but what's the caveat of that Kedusha? It didn't have the status of B.S. Kulchim. It didn't have that status of all the Jews being there. It was almost like it was a long-term Kedusha, but it was not full-fledged Kedusha. Because it was only with a minor percentage, a smaller percentage of Jews who went up with Ezra. And therefore, Truma Midrabanan, he says, V'chein Yerli Shudi Adim B'Maisros. So says the Rambam, Truma Maisra cannot be a Chiyav Midrash Araisa nowadays, because we never had what? This added element of Bias Kulchem. So even though Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, it never had that element of Bias Kulchem, eating all the Jews there, and therefore it's not D'Oraisa. Fine. The Rambam, though, pulled a fastball right by us. You know why? What did he say? The Torah says, Ki Tavo'u. You need Bias Kulchem in the context of Hilchos Truma. But if you look at the Pasuk, Ki Tavo'u, it's not talking about Truma. So the Ravid says, Lo kiver lahalacha yafe. The Rambam made a mistake. We hold that Truma is midaraisa nowadays. And the Rambam himself said in the very beginning of this parak that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is long term from the time of Ezra and onward. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha nowadays. So therefore Truma should be midaraisa nowadays. And you want to tell me, oh, Bias Kulchem, you need all the Jews there. That pasuk, do you know where that's found in the Torah? In Parsha Shlach. What mitzvah is that talking about? Challah. It's not talking about Truma. Now, Challah is called Truma. Very good. But the Ravid also knew that. So the Ravid wants to argue that the Rambam is mistaken. And it's a very compelling question. But when you go to YU and your Rebbe in YU's mother's last name was Soloveitchik. Like some of us here, maybe. You know, we're married to his grandson of Rav Soloveitchik. You know, there's more than one way to learn a Rambam. And there's more than one Rambam that needs to be learned to understand the Rambam. And I remember my Rebbe would teach us a Rambam and then teach you like another six Rambams in totally different places and say, you can only understand this Rambam if you learn like six other Rambams throughout the whole Yad HaChazaka. You have to know how the Rambam works. He didn't like when people would parachute into one Rambam and just make a conclusion based on one Rambam. He's like, if you don't know how the Rambam works, you don't know. It's like, what are you doing? So we're going to have to learn more Rambams. There's another Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira? What are we doing Beis HaBechira? The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, laws of the Beis HaMikdash. So he explains in Parak Vav, Halacha Design, V'lama ani omer b'mikdash v'yushalayim k'tusha v'yishonik k'tusha l'asilavir. Meaning, even though we learned in the Rambam that when the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, the land lost its Kedusha, that never was referring to Yerushalayim and the area of the base of Mikdash. Because why are those areas holy? Why is the base of Mikdash holy? Not because of military victory, but rather because of the Shekhinah. So even if Nebuchadnezzar destroys the base of Mikdash and conquers Israel, he cannot destroy the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah cannot be destroyed. Oh, but when it comes to what? The other parts of Eretz Yisrael, why do they have the status of holiness? What makes the other parts of Israel holy? That's military conquest. Aval chiyav ha'aretz b'shvi'is meiser eina ele b'pnei shehu kibush rabim. You need the Jewish community to conquer Israel in order to like infuse Kedusha into the land. So did that happen? Yeah, we beat the nations, the Zion Amamin, we didn't conquer all of them necessarily, but we conquered Israel, you know, more or less, right, when we inherited it the first time. And we got conquered ourselves, unfortunately. V'kevan she'ala Ezra, when Ezra went up from Bavel, v'kidsha, here's the key line, in Echaz Beza Bechira, what did Ezra accomplish a military victory or not? Lo kidsha bekibush. He did not conquer Israel with a military victory. Ela bechazaka shehichziku bo. What the Rambam means by that? Not exactly clear. But what he does say is that would result in what? Wherever the Olei Bava got to with Ezra, those lands have a certain status of Kedusha, and the Rambam doesn't tell you in this halacha whether it's Deoraisa or Derabanan, but he says, V'chayev b'shvi'is uv'maisros al haderech shebiyarnu b'hilchos Truma. He references his old Sefer. He says, look back what I wrote in Hilchos Truma. What did I write in Hilchos Truma? That what? That nowadays is only Derabanan. Why? Why is it only Derabanan? What did he say? That we got kicked out. Is that what he said? Not what he said. What did he say? He said that we need to be as kulchem. That was halacha chavav. But he also said in halacha hey, that the kedusha is long term, right? So we have a problem, gentlemen. The Rambam on one hand says that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael exists today. Good. He also says that there was a flaw in Ezra's conquering of the land. Number one, they did not have Bias Kulchem. There was not the highest percentages of Klal Yisrael. And seemingly there was no kibush, there was no conquering, but rather there was only what he called a chazaka. So this is going to lead a major machlokes. Does Shemitah apply in Eretz Yisrael nowadays on a Deoraisa level or not? Anyone have a clear take home in the Rambam? Anyone want to suggest what they think the Rambam means? What would be the reason to say that the Rambam holds that as a Deoraisa nowadays? Shemitah would be Deoraisa nowadays. Why? Because there's still Kedusha to the land. No? The Rambam said that. That when we went to Eretz Yisrael, we conquered and it's still holy. What would be the reason to say that it's Midorabana nowadays? We didn't have Bias Kulchem, right? So believe it or not, you have Achronim on both sides, right? You have plenty of people who think that Shemitah nowadays is on a Deoraisa level. Very high level. You know, Achronim in the Rambam, they'll say that it's Deoraisa according to the Rambam. Wow. All right, so let's try to do a little bit of surgery on the Rambam, and it will lead. Again, there's so much to say in this Rambam. We're just going to focus on one little thing. So remember, the Rambam said that Truma is only midirabanan, and maybe even Shemitah is only midirabanan because you don't have Bias Kulchem. But that pasuk the Rambam quoted doesn't exist, so we have a problem. The Gemara has a similar drasha by Chala. Titania, the Bo'achem al Aretz. The Parsha Shalach Torah says, when you enter the land, what do you mean when you enter the land? How many people need to enter the land? Two, three? No. The Bias Kulchem Amarti, says the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos, Chavhem and Aleph. On the bottom, going to Chavhem and Beis. Velo Bias Miktaschem. It's not enough to have a minority of Jews, or a small percentage. Vechiasiknu Ezra, Lav Kulu Soluk. The Jews did not all go up with Ezra, and therefore Chala, the mitzvah of Hashem, Chala, to give a percentage of your wheat, etc., to the Kohen. That's only Chiyah Midrabanan nowadays. Okay, that's Chala. That's Chala. What does that do with Truma? What does that do with Shemitah? Says the Halakha, Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perikud Beis. So he says, wait a minute. The Rambam's really smart, and he wanted to apply this din of Bias Kulchem, which is really only by Chala, and he expanded it to Truma. He says, that makes a lot of sense. You know what? The Torah never really says Bias Kulchem by Truma, but it does say Ki Tavau in this week's Parsha. Ki Tavau applies to Shemitah. So what? So that means, says Reb Chaim, the requirement of having most Jews in Israel, that also applies to Shemitah. Okay? And once it applies to Shemitah, it also extends to what? Truma and Maaser. Why? Can anyone explain why without Shemitah there's no Truma and Maaser? Truma and Maaser are based on what? A 7-year cycle. When do you give Truma? When do you give Maaser? It's all based on Shemitah. Shemitah is like the anchor. But you don't give it to Shemitah. Excellent. But to know which years you do what is all based on Shemitah. What day of the week is it right now? On if you're counting Hebrew, right? So let's say it's Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos already, right? Or just about, right? So wait a minute. Why is it Yom Chamishi? It's Yom Chamishi in relation to Shabbos. Shabbos is the anchor of the week. It's the fifth day of the week from Shabbos. Similarly, when do you give Truma? Well, it depends. What year is it? If it's year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. Only based on Shemitah do you know what Truma, what do you do? Which Meiser do you even give? Is it Meiser Shani or is it a Meiser Ani year? It depends. Is it year 3? Is it year 2? I don't know. But says the Rambam, you can't even begin to discuss the laws of Truma and Maser unless you first know what year it is. And since the Torah says, Ki Tavo'u, in this week's Parsha, you need all of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to have Shemitah. And if you need all of Klal Yisrael, Bias Kulchem, for Shemitah, you also need Bias Kulchem for Truma and for Maser. So, we didn't have Bias Kulchem. What about nowadays? Says Reb Chaim, can you ever undo what happened when Ezra went up to Israel? When Ezra went up to Israel, he did not have Bias Kulchem. And argues Reb Chaim, that is irrevocable. Irrevocable. Ikrahu al shas bias virusha. When do you need bias kulchem? When do you need the majority of Jews in Israel? At the time you conquer it. Because remember the Rambam said, how do you infuse Kedusha into the land of Israel? When you conquer it. So if at the time you conquer it, you don't have a majority of Jews, that will only get you so far. But let's say you have bias kulchem 2,000 years later. Says Reb Chaim, I don't care. You know why? Because we only care about Bias Kulchem, Bishas, Bia, V'Yerusha. There was the window of time of conquering Israel. That is when Ezra infused the Kedusha into the land. And at that time, there was no Bias Kulchem. Wow. So says Reb Chaim, Memela de Birusha Shlishis. Only when we have the third base of Migdash, what are we going to have then? All the Jews, then Truma, Meiser, Shemitah, and Yovel, only then will they be to Araisa. And you know what he says? He says, V'imkein yei shloma shezeh ha-gemar yet tzarech gam beistin, kemo etzem Yerusha za'aretz. Says Reb Chaim, we missed the window. When Ezra conquered Israel, that was when the land got its status. And at that time, we did not have Bias Kulchem. And forevermore, until Mashiach comes, and there's a formal conquering with a Beis Din, the land will remain lacking Bias Kulchem. Okay. Says Robert, Mandelstam. It's not the way it's planned out. That's just not the way it's happening. Excellent. There's another Rambam. Says the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Yud Beis Tezvav. Is it going to make the Rambam seem like... Until now, we had a curveball. There's a couple of Rambams that contradicted each other. Now we're going to have a knuckleball. This is where the Rambam's going to go absolutely haywire. You know the Rambam says black on white? He says, yeah, well, once we lost the first base of Mikdash, we lost the Kedusha of the land. But guess what happened when Ezra got back? He said, well, Shabiyaso Bimei Ezra... Was the Biashniya? Kibiyaso Bimei Yoshua. Now the Rambam says, well, when Ezra got back to the land, it had the same status of when Yoshua got to the land. He says, just like when we got to Israel originally, with Shemitah and Yovel, etc., so too when Ezra got to the land, Shemitah, Yovel, and all those other things were restored. So Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer was looking at this Rambam and Reb Chaim. He quotes Reb Chaim and he says, I think Reb Chaim got it wrong because the Rambam says black on white that when Ezra returned to the land, the switch was turned back on, meaning the Kedusha of Israel was on. We got kicked out of Israel the first time. The switch was off. But what happens when we get back on? The Rambam says black on white. It was the same thing. It happened again. Biyasan b'imei Ezra ki biyasan b'imei Yoshua. Israel lost its Kedusha, but then got it back. So says the Evin Ezel. He wants to disagree with Reb Chaim. He says, when we went back, with Ezra, Eretz Yisrael got everything it needed. Everything it needed. The switch was turned back on. Ah, what about B.S. Kulchem? We didn't have the majority of Jews. Okay. So as they trickle in, we'll get it. Meaning, but Ezra turned Eretz Yisrael back on 100%. So you need B.S. Kulchem. Okay, so when you get B.S. Kulchem, you'll get B.S. Kulchem. But it's not like there was this irrevocable error that needs to be redone. Like, up, Ezra messed up, or we messed up, we didn't go back with Ezra, and we need to conquer it again with Beis Din. Says the Evan Ezra, no, no. B.S. Kulchem is not a din in the Kedusha of Ezra. Now, Israel is as holy as it's ever going to be. We just need the majority of Jews there. And therefore, he says, Anaf Gamina, if all of the Jews now go there, Israel will have the status of Kedusha on a Doraisa level. So this is the classic perspective most Jews have, right? Most Jews hear this rumor that if the majority of Jews live in Israel, Shemitah gets like bumped up to a Doraisa. So that's not so clear. That's against Reb Chaim, but that is the Shita of the Evan Ezel. Because when Ezra went up, he turned the switch, so to speak, back on. The Kedusha of Israel was restored in its capacity. All right, and we also need the majority of Jews there to kind of just be the final touches. But the Kedusha is there waiting for us. Wow, wow. You cannot deny the fact that the halacha of B'yas Kulchem highlights the role of every Jew. When we think about the Yemei HaSfira, and the avoda one needs to do as we prepare for Shavuos, and the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, we need to understand that we inherently have a problem of judging other Jews, of looking down upon other Jews. What type of Jew do you need to be to accomplish B'yas Kulchem? Majority of what type of Jew needs to be in Israel to bump it up into our eyes a level? You're a Jew? We could use you.
Okay.
Farmer, doctor, lawyer, Sephardi, Ashkenazi. We need you. And it's humbling. Because sometimes Jews don't realize that they need other Jews. But Mr. From Jew, do you want Shemitah to be Daraisa? You do, right? You want to practice this law? So can you start underestimating the value of your brother next to you? Because you need him for your Torah to be observed. It's an amazing concept. You know that we are consoled by the community in this week's parsha as well. One of the psukim of the Torah says in this week's parsha is, if it karasam dror, right? In the Yovel year, we sound the shofar. One of the 613 mitzvos is to sound the shofar in the Yovel year. It's a well-known Sefer Achinuch, one of my favorite Sefer Achinuch, maybe my favorite Sefer Achinuch. He explains, why do you think we sound the shofar in the Yovel year? It's a funny thing to do. On Yom Kippur in the Yovel year, we sound the shofar, a little random. He says, do you know what the shofar is going to do? It's going to appease those who are going through a difficult time. Because what do you need to do in a Yovel year? You need to free your slaves. You have an Eved Ivri who may have worked for you for 30, 40 years. Very close. He's your right-hand man. And now when the Yovel year comes, you are required to free him. And you're down in the dumps. You're depressed. And what happens when you hear that shofar? You realize, Bir'osam ki hadavar hashavah hu b'chol ha'aretz. V'shehakol osim came, she'ein davar she'yechazek libos b'nei adam k'mo maisa harabim. There is nothing that will calm a person down more than realizing that he's not the only one going through what he's going through. When you hear that shofar, you say, you know what? Every other member of Klai Yisrael is going through the exact same thing as me. How did we all get through COVID? You know how? Because we realized everyone else was doing the exact same thing. So when you hear that shofar, you realize, I need to do it, but I can do it because everyone else can do it. And by the way, the Eved himself, you know what? He might love his master and he has to go free. But when he hears the shofar, the Eved is going to say, I have to go free just like everyone else has to go free. And again, this is another example of where, unbeknownst to us, the value of another Jew is unrecognized. Because you feel more comfortable being you because of Jews you don't even know. Mashallah Davardoma, you feel like a little bit of a strange person dressed up like a Yankee fan or a Ranger fan on the subway. You know, who wears a jersey in public? But then what happens on the subway is you get closer to the stadium. Everyone else is wearing the jersey also, right? and you're consoled by the normalcy. Consoled by the normalcy. Right? You need the community for your own self-identity. Another idea. Guess what else is in this expression? Velo tonu ish es amito. Zu onas devarim. This week's parsha, the Rambam lists as one of the 630 mitzvos. Is iranu mehonos kitzasenu es kitzasenu midvarim. One is not allowed to say hurtful words to another Jew. You're not allowed to embarrass another Jew. You're not allowed to remind a Jew of his previous negative behaviors when he was a high school kid. You're not allowed to go up to a Baal Tshuva and remind him of his previous sins. Not allowed to do that. And this is the avoda of Jews learning from the sins of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. We know that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, what was their punishment? They all died because Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh Lazeh. And as we prepare Shavuos, it's important to recognize the end of the story. And the Midrash makes it a little bit clearer. After those 24,000 students died, Rabbi Akiva appointed 5. The Midrash actually says there were 7. And do you know what happened after that? The Torah grew from them. A prerequisite of Torah, a prerequisite for the holiday of Shavuos, is this concept of, I'm going to value you. Unlike the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, who only saw value in their own place, but didn't recognize the value of other Jews, a Jew during Sfira needs to understand, if I'm going to make my Torah a D'oraisa Torah, I need to not violate Ona'ah. I need to recognize the value of the community. I need the community to exist. I can't turn my back on the community. I can't view myself as more significant as the rest of the community. What does Ona'ah mean? Ona'ah essentially means, I think I'm more important than you. I have the right to embarrass you. I'm condescending. I'm speaking down to you. And who was really good at this as well? Who's your side are we upon? Do you know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said in Masechta Sukkah? Yachol ani liftor es kol ha'olam kulo min hadin. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I have the capability to get any Jew off the hook.
Off the hook.
You think they're chayev? I can find a halachic reason to lead to their innocence. What was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saying? If you look deeper, you're going to find value for every Jew in our community. Right? And that was the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai transition, right? The first time he came out of the cave, what happened? Condescending. Or Naz Devarim. Second time he came out of the cave, there's no room for that anymore in this religion. If Shemitah is going to be D'oraisa, we need Bias Kulchem. We can't afford to dismiss another Jew. Halacha lemaisa, Shemitah is only derabanan nowadays. Paskins the Torah, Yoredei Shilam and Aleph. And to me, that's an insult. Because that means we still have not internalized the message of Shimon Bar Yochai. We haven't worked hard enough to include the community. We haven't worked hard enough to master this din of Bias Kulchem. So Bezras Hashem, as we transition in this crucial point of Sfiras HaOmer, you know, there's the pre-Lag BaOmer stage and there's the post-Lag BaOmer stage. We need to kind of shift gears to realize that we are striving for a Bias Kulchem, and that requires us to create a community of tolerance of Kulchem. Have a wonderful, meaningful evening. All right, let's dive more.